Welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mauro.
Severio.
Frank.
George.
Ooh, we have a newcomer.
How's it going, George?
Good, thank you.
Okay, you got to speak up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
So, first things first. He was 0.8 of a second, Max Verstappen, I'm talking about. Faster than anyone else.
Even faster than Perez, which has the same car.
Well, I think he was even faster, much faster than... I think he was 0.9 faster than Perez, but anyway, faster than the Ferrari, anyway.
faster than the Ferrari. Everybody, not just Ferrari.
Yeah. That was in qualifying. And in the race, well,
forget it.
Yeah,
it's like it's the same music over and over and over.
It's gonna be like this all year.
Yeah. Well, nobody's gonna catch him, right?
No,
we're not fighting him. Yeah. We're fighting.
Leclerc said it.
That's second, third, or fourth.
Leclerc said it. He wasn't gonna fight. Not even Perez.
Yeah, because he let him pass.
And did you guys think that Ferrari was gonna be?
No.
Not at the beginning of the year. Not at the beginning of the year.
Well, at this track.
This car right now is slower than Binotto's car.
Okay. Not really, but anyway.
Let's
not go there. No, I don't... I don't know. It's from the beginning of the season that's they can't catch up to these guys. That's something.
The balance is much better than it used to be.
Balance. You put everything together, they're still behind. You still can't catch up. I mean, look at him. He finishes like 20, 25 seconds at a time ahead of everybody.
Yeah, but that, forget it.
I think he also slows down, not to make it look really bad. Because he doesn't need to run fast anyway when he has so much speed.
Well, look, at the same time, he's saving his engine.
Yeah, he's saving his engine, saving tires, he's saving everything. That's why he doesn't need to...
They should have penalized Red Bull last year and this year going over the cap. And the big mouth Mercedes that's over the cap. And they won again.
That's 2 years in a row.
They should get penalized.
2 years. It's more like 10 years in a row.
Okay, yeah, but we have.
Yeah, but like I said before, any other sport, when they penalize somebody, it's really heavy. These guys, they get away with 10%. No, use the. What is that bullshit? 10% can't use the wind tunnel. 10%.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is that?
Yeah, why don't they just start taking points away instead?
Or the championship?
No, they take the titles away. Yeah. All the titles away.
Yeah.
If they cheat, you're a cheat. Period.
Yeah.
Or else everyone's going to cheat. There's not everyone cheats.
Over here, it looks like if you're English, you're okay. If you're not, well, you're not okay. So everything goes.
So look, it's all the three English teams: Red Bull, Mercedes, and Aston Martin are all over the budget.
Well, that's the
what?
Rumors.
What can I say? Yeah, the rumors now, okay?
The rumors
there might be even more teams.
They said there's three teams. FIA said there's three teams, and they just let the names go.
If that's the case, then why doesn't everyone cheat?
Well, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, especially if you're only going to get a slap in the face.
Last year, if I was the guy, I would have blow over the gap because I'm not going to get a penalty. Right. I'm not going to get 10% less.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already have my car for next year.
That's it.
That's what that Red Bull did.
Yeah, that's why they're like 5 seconds ahead of everybody. They're like 2 years ahead of everybody.
Yeah,
right now. Red Bull.
At least.
Yeah.
Unless you're George Russell and it says they're almost there.
They're almost there, yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
George Russell said.
Mercedes is almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It showed today that they were almost there, yeah.
they're almost there because they also went over the budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
And that's 2 years in a row.
So what's the whole? Why do they put rules if they're not going to? The FIA doesn't respect it themselves. What is the bullshit for?
Because FIA is a big joke.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Yeah, it's more and more the way it's going. It's the way it is. Yeah. It's ridiculous, all the bullshit that they go through. Like, even yesterday, Hamilton, freaking big hole on the guy's side. 5 seconds. Yeah. What is that? 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Well, at least he got penalized, plus he got points off, so on his license. At least they gave him that, no? I wasn't expecting him to get anything.
Yeah, but he ruined the guy's race, though.
Yeah, I know. But this is what I'm saying. I know, but this is what I'm saying. He almost killed Max Verstappen the last time, and he still won the race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You ruined somebody else's race.
Because that year, they wanted Mercedes to win so bad. Why do you think they fired the guy that... Because
ruined,
that year...
Ruined their chances.
Their chances of winning for him to title. Why do you think they fired him?
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the race. At least we're at the race now. Okay.
Piastri should lose 2 points, two driver points.
Okay, if you want to go there, yeah, okay. I wasn't going to start with Saints, but okay, let's start with Saints. Saints having an accident, You think it's Piastri's fault?
Yeah, no, it's
or
not.
Or was it all the commotion?
No, it was his
in front of Saints.
I his think. Fault. Because he shouldn't even be there. And Saints is right. Everybody that goes there on the first lap always ends up taking two cars out. Two, three cars.
And he did hit the middle of the car, so he didn't have really...
Yeah, ready, fast him.
Yeah, he
didn't. Yeah, ready, yeah.
He had the racing line, so... Yeah. He's sort of right, but...
You know...
And he had no choice because...
Yeah, he was avoiding the other
Hamilton
accident.
Was there, too.
Yeah, he was avoiding another accident.
Yeah, two other... He was avoiding to hit Hamilton and Verstappen. Or Perez.
Even Verstappen, yeah.
Verstappen was way back still.
Yeah, that was.
Was it really way back? I don't think.
He wasn't in the front.
He
started sixth, yeah. And then that thing happened right at the beginning.
So, well, listen, that accident. If you would have hit Hamilton, I could have made a big reaction, a chain of accidents over there.
Yeah. Did you think that Saints had the speed?
Yeah.
You did?
He's faster than Leclerc all weekend.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure about that.
But I don't know if he had the but I'm sure he could have been at least
he could have been in a
fourth or fifth. Yes. He would have got some points.
He could have been in the first.
We should have been ahead of Aston Martin this race. If he would have finished fourth with Leclerc's lucky third.
So now you think it's lucky as third?
Bah, yeah.
Why?
He's French.
Will you cut it out? Now, why would you say that he was lucky?
Because all weekend, where was he? Where was Saints?
He started pole position.
Yeah, he pulled out one lap.
That's all you need. That's your fastest lap.
So there's Verstappen pull out one lap. 8 tenths faster.
Yeah, but he goes out once. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't matter. Listen, you have to give credit where it belongs.
Yeah, Saints would have been faster.
And he kept his car there. At the right place. So, and Hamilton had no chance to get him. And well, he had no chance to catch up to Perez either. But it's okay.
Listen, guys. Unfortunately, in the way the track is made there, the first curve, it's very,
Yeah.
Everybody arrives there with a high speed, and then everybody slows down, and accidents do happen over there. It's not the first time.
Yeah, but the thing is that I find that Sainz was ahead, and if you're ahead, you're supposed to
Frank, I'm not saying no, but I'm saying the accidents, a lot of time it happens because it's tight and everything.
Yeah, because you can't go three cars.
Exactly. You can't go...
Yeah.
George, you have anything to say?
No, I think he did what he could. He was up there, but there was no chance to catch any of the Red Bulls again. The cheating Red Bulls.
Yeah. No, you can't. This year, I think even next year, no one's going to catch up to
him. That's why I find that stupid. So I was reading in the article that saying, they want to help Alpine because they are 10% or 2010, why do they have to help them? Like, is this like, it's supposed to be every team for themselves, not, oh, yeah, yeah, let's help them get to that point.
So why don't they help Ferrari then?
I don't know.
They're in fourth place. They're not, you know, they're not in the top. They're in fourth
No, because they were saying that they were, I think it was 10% less power than anybody else. So, I mean, it's up to them to bring up the power.
They have to make their own engines, no?
Right. It's not like, let's help them bring it up to that point. Like, what kind of bullshit is that? Might as well do like IndyCar. IndyCar, they all have the same car.
Yeah. But you know something?
The same engine.
This sounds like Mercedes. You know, Mercedes, well, the drivers have a sore back. So everybody has to change the floors because of their drivers. And now they're trying to do the same thing with Alpine. Everybody has to help out Alpine. Why? Why do you have to help that company?
And Haas,
Haas. How come Haas nobody helps?
Because they have a Ferrari engine.
So, they don't. But they have to pay for a Ferrari engine.
Haas has a Ferrari engine.
Yeah.
Who?
Haas.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought you said Alpine.
No, Alpine has a Renault.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I know.
But that's the thing is how many points does Alpine have? Up to now.
It doesn't matter. I mean,
it's up to them to bring up
the... No, I know.
Right, like everyone else does.
But aren't they in front of Haas? They're in front of Haas.
Why don't they cheat as well?
Yeah, like everybody else does, you know.
So if ever these teams that are caught cheating again, and they only get a 10% thing again, with whatever amount of money that, I don't know.
Yeah, but big thing. What's 10%?
Yeah, I know. No, 10% of the win total. If that's the only, if that's gonna be the main penalty, then everybody should be doing it.
Yeah.
Because how much do you lose?
It's a big joke. This is a big joke.
It's not top notch for a.
No, it's race. Not for F. Oh. You want to cut on cap.
Yeah, because other right? teams. Have
so they come in with implement all these other things.
Yeah.
And then everybody breaks it. Well, not everybody. All the English teams break it.
Right,
and
German.
And what German?
Mercedes.
What's done in but it's been in
yeah,
thing.
Okay, but
well, that's what it is. It's there in England. If Red Bull wasn't there, they would go. They cheer for Mercedes. They think it's an English car.
But they are cheering for Mercedes, anyways.
So you know
hey guys,
what I mean.
Stop with this cheating and everything. It's getting a bit.
But it is. Why?
Well, it's because it's annoying.
No, it's getting to be a bit annoying. Every comment, it's you know, they're cheating it. They're cheating.
Well, they are now, cheating.
The thing what they should do, they should remove the stupid FIA, whatever. Okay, you built your car. I built my car. Okay, and that's the way it used to be before, and that's how it goes. Now, if you built your car, you never have a champion that which is going to follow all the rules by the note. Never. You, a person that makes...
Well, this is proving it.
It's proving it. You have to go around the rules a bit to win. You can't be Mr. Nice Guy and be number one. You're not.
Hey, 2019...
It's in everything. Yeah.
2019, mm-hmm. they accused. They didn't even know if they were cheating. They took out the thing. They froze their engine. They can't use.
Mauro, I agree with you on that one. All I'm saying is the FIA should leave. Okay, you let the cars, let the teams work, fix their cars, adjust their cars. As long as the cars are safe to drive. Okay. Now, if I have a better engine than you, hey.
Yeah, but they have to be all the same.
It's remember...
Why do you have to be all the same?
Last year when the year before when Benotto said that Mercedes was cheating and that, and he made a complaint.
Yeah.
And they said, no, that's not the right rule book.
Yeah.
They changed
the
rule.
Yeah.
So that means this should have been... FIA should have been gone...
A long time ago.
So, since they're not doing it, well, remove the FIA, that's it. And let the teams run. do what they want. Let them choose the freaking tires that they want to choose. Let them choose whatever you know race they want to do. Just leave it
before.
Leave it the way it is, and let the teams, the drivers decide.
Okay. And even it's decided what the pre-season testing for next year.
Yeah.
It's from 21st to the 23rd.
Yeah. Why?
It's not even a week anymore. It's 3 days.
Why?
Three days of testing.
But why? I want to test my car.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Who's making these rules?
Yeah, that's doesn't make any sense.
This is F1. You're supposed to be the top of the line.
Look, next year,
car race.
Next year, they don't even warm up the tires.
No, and I think a lot of drivers are complaining about that. Because
it's crazy. Doesn't matter. Yeah. The rule is that next year, no warming of tires. That's why Pirelli had to change the tires.
Yeah.
The rubber on the tires.
Can I ask a question? Why? Why this rule come in? Not warm up the tires.
They say it's all competition, but... For competition, you're going to put the driver's safety at risk?
Yeah. Yeah.
But where is the competition?
I don't know.
It's all the same
team
that wins all the time. There is no competition.
Well, there is.
If they keep cheating anyways, where is the competition?
Okay. I have to just disagree with a little bit of the competition thing. No, I wait. Let me finish, and then you could say.
Yeah. But if the team is cheating, of course, ahead.
Forget about the cheating.
But they're ahead already because of that.
Yeah. Okay. Let me finish. Okay. Look, that's why I want to, George. I'm gonna disagree just a little bit with you.
I don't listen.
Max Verstappen is in the league by himself. Yes.
And the car. Yeah.
And the car.
Yes. Okay. Behind him, it's Leclerc, okay, was Leclerc, Hamilton, and Alonso.
Saints and Alonso.
Okay.
Whatever it is, those four are competing in another.
They're the smart drivers.
No, those are in another league, right?
Yeah.
Because after that comes, let's say, Norris, right? Yeah. And Norris is it all by himself, okay? And then comes George Russell, Albon, and this, and
Albon,
Haas, and this, okay? So there's three
teams.
The different leagues. Some drivers got closer, right? And it makes competition for those drivers, okay? Forget about Max Verstappen, I told you, he's in another league. Okay, so that's a league of his own. Nobody's going to catch him. Then there's another five drivers that are in a league of their own. Then there's one more driver that's in a league of his own. And then there's like seven drivers that are in the league.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I'm saying that there is competition within 20 drivers.
Okay. Yeah.
But.
Okay. Well, what does that have to do with warming up your tires?
That's where the competition comes.
Because there's not going to be any competition.
There won't be competition.
After a couple of races, they'll be catching up and moving on, like they usually do.
Like they usually do, exactly.
If you give Red Bull two laps, you could give Red Bull two laps in front of them, and they'll still catch up and win the race.
Catch up to you, exactly. Because they're way
ahead. And we're in the race.
Way ahead. And you know something? Like Saverio was saying, you know, when he's ahead of around 10 seconds, you already start slowing down because they don't show how much power they really have.
Okay, I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, let's
Because before, right, when Michael Schumacher, let's go back to Michael Schumacher year, okay, or even Hamilton year and stuff, okay? So when Hamilton would take off or Schumacher would take off, right? How many laps would he be passing slower cars? Sometimes he would be two laps ahead of the slowest car, three laps ahead of the slowest car.
Yeah, but
Hamilton was almost six laps. Oh, let me finish.
Okay.
Six laps ahead of the slowest car. Now, he hardly even passes the slowest car.
Because he's probably
doesn't
just
even catch up to the slowest car. Come on.
Maybe
he doesn't even catch up to the slowest car. This is why I'm saying the slowest car
gained a lot of speed, you understand? So it's not, this is where the competition, so the cars are closer together.
Okay, but this, now, you know, at the beginning, they used to have an engine just to do qualifying, remember?
Yes.
Now, they took that out because it's too expensive for the other, the smaller teams.
Yes.
So they you know, they only allowed so many engines. So slowly, you're going to go, what, one stupid engine all year?
That's their goal.
To go with one engine?
One engine.
And then you do what?
If you get a penalty if you put
guys,
another one.
Guys, you run...
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, that's the you direction. Have, I know it doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
We have 22 races, okay? How many engines are they allowed? 3, right?
Yeah.
All year.
But this is pushing the engineers.
All it. On 22 races. Plus, you have training, you have warm-ups, you have a track. So, how can you go on 3 engines the whole year?
Well, they're doing it.
No, they're not doing it because they're not pushing the cars. They're not even trying it anymore, Carl.
At least they do whatever they need to do.
But...
Because your car is getting much better on the street because of
but this. But what is to fear that I use one engine today and I smash it to the end and I win? Next week I got another engine. What is it to fear?
It's my money. Why can't I use it?
But it's your money, but you have a certain limit of money that you're allowed to use.
Now? But yeah. Before they didn't.
No, I know before they did it.
I mean, what,
before they had 6 cars
okay,
running.
Okay, but so listen. Two. Now you have Mercedes, instead of spending the money in F1, or Ferrari, they're spending it on other races. On Le Mans, you know what I mean? So what are you actually saving? Going? Because the Le Mans, the 24-hour race, they don't have a cap.
No.
They have no restrictions.
So Ferrari won this year. It's been since 72.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah. So they spent all their money in there and bringing nothing to the Formula One.
Yeah, but it's not as if they're not bringing anything to Formula One because you understand that this is a V6 engine, right? With turbo and 1,000 horsepower, right? And it's lasting how many races? 7, 8, 9 races before they have to change a couple of parts here and there. Well, do you see the difference that it's going to make to your car when you buy a car?
Yeah, I see.
You know what I mean?
So like, I can't afford a Ferrari.
Not the Ferrari. I'm talking about your regular race, regular car on the street. Look how much more reliable your cars are today. They're going through 400 kilometers, 500,000 kilometers. Before they used to go 100,000 kilometers, the car would blow up.
Miles.
Whatever. Same thing.
No, yeah, so I know that.
The reliability is there. They're just showing you that. Okay.
Carlo, this is a race. This is it's a competition. Okay, it's not how long a car is going to last. It's not. This is a competition. So I compete in my engine. I compete. It breaks. I'll use another one. I don't have to use one because I want to show the world that, hey, my engine can go for 10 races or in 9 races. That's...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. This is a race.
I know.
But it seemed like before, even the tires. I mean,
even
now,
tires.
And now you have to follow what they tell you to wear. And
why?
You cannot put whatever you want.
Well, if you're looking at it that way, there's rules everywhere. There's rules in tennis, so you can't, there's rules in football.
Yeah, but they're not stupid rules. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but when you break the rules, you get punished.
Yeah.
Hard. Ask Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, I know.
For the race?
Okay, Lance Armstrong was what?
It was cheating.
It was cheating. But
okay. All his titles were stripped. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, he got caught.
No, he didn't lose 10% on the wind tunnel.
Yeah,
that's it.
Or his shaving blades to shave his legs.
It was a complex thing that he was doing, no?
Doesn't matter how complex.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Did you break the rule? Yes. That's it. You could be the Russians. For how many years? Even the East Germans. Okay, how many years did they used to break? They were the first ones to start the freezing your blood. adding more blood into your body. They were the first ones. But once they got caught,
they stopped.
They stopped.
Yeah, but if you looked at them, they looked like men in a dress.
Yeah. Well, even did you see the German soccer coach?
Okay.
we'll take that one after.
Yeah,
that's not right. No.
But
I was talking about these Germans in those days.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay, but, so whatever.
What I'm saying is they have to stop with fear. They either go back to the old ways. You do your car, you do your modification, and if it works for you, great. If it doesn't work, too bad, so sorry.
So what's the reasoning behind the Ferrari Haas?
What I don't understand is if you started like Ferrari started, they can't touch the engine. You know they're a little bit slow here and there. Why can't they touch the engine to improve the engine?
Why you can't touch this or that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The same thing last year with
you can't change the gearbox, can't change anything. Yeah. Oh, you can change the
floor. Why did they have to change the floor? What was wrong with the floor? Nobody was complaining.
Yeah, Mercedes.
But who cares?
Well, Mercedes.
If my driver is okay to that, why do I have to complain? Because one guy. You don't want that floor? Don't put that floor in your car.
You change it. Why do I have to change it?
It's because I had to be compliance with everybody.
But what?
Yeah, everybody was, except...
But there was no ruling.
Okay, so...
Carlo.
Yeah.
Carlo, you like F1 lawyer?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to defend them. I know they suck and everything. I don't know. I'm just... You guys are asking a question. I'm giving you
I'll give you an answer on that also. And that's what it is. You said the floor is no good because they're complaining it's too shaked, right? It shakes too much. You make those guys happy, but you make me
happy. To start all
so
over.
So why do I have to suffer because he doesn't like it?
Okay. And handicapped Ferrari last year. That's why Mercedes caught up to your own words, even though they were still slower in that.
Okay. So then why aren't Ferrari cheating? According to you guys.
Why they're
since,
not?
Since
who knows? Maybe they are cheating.
Maybe
they are
cheating. Maybe we don't know.
Yeah.
Especially Ferrari.
Maybe they are. We don't know.
No.
Why? Because why we don't know? Because they're not winning. But as soon as they're going to start winning, you're going to see they're going to find something that they're doing wrong.
They're going to freeze the engine.
They're going to freeze something.
The minute that the Ferrari starts being a little bit faster, they already know, there's something wrong with Ferrari.
There's something wrong. Wait, yeah. Well,
they're already faster. That's what I'm saying. So
that's...
Listen.
So this is the last race for a few weeks, right?
Three weeks.
August 20-something.
That means no sports on TV.
Yeah.
There's
other sports.
We have about 26 days after we're going to take the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, boy.
So, okay. This is our break, too.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, it's a good break. that's it.
I'm just supporting.
We're just complaining about everything. It's really putting everybody down.
Yeah.
You're just bitching for no reason.
No, we're bitching because
we have reason to bitch.
Because of all these stupid rules.
They're all cheaters.
They're all cheaters, but fine. Somebody call Ferrari and say, hey, stupid, wake up, cheat.
Well, that's what's wrong with Ferrari.
I think if the FIA still stays, I think what's going to happen is that all the older generation is going to lose interest and they're just going to get the audience who have no idea what F1 is all about, and they're the ones going to watch the shit. FIA wants.
The new generation only watch because they have stars going on the pit lane.
I know.
That's the only reason. Imagine Martin Brundle, he's seen a black guy and said, "Hey, who are you, LeBron James?"
Yeah,
because he was tall. Remember at Miami? It wasn't even LeBron James. Okay.
We don't know if this is a fact or not.
No, it's true.
It was on TV.
It was on TV.
Oh, I know, whatever.
Anyway.
So I think next year, Ferrari should get a guy, a new guy, called Gogo Paisan.
Gogo Paisan.
The Flintstones.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess this is a nice and short session.
Yeah, yeah, because vacation is coming.
Yeah, vacation is coming. Okay.
So about soccer now?
Yeah.
The World Cup.
Okay.
Female World Cup.
Yeah, Sweden really killed Italy. Yeah?
Yesterday, my God.
But Italy had their chances in the first 10 minutes.
No, until they scored it on the 30th minute or something, past the 38th minute, in 6 minutes, they scored 3 goals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
just an off game, I think.
No. Well, but it kills you.
What do you mean it's an off game? This is the game that they needed to win.
No. Well, all games they needed to win now, but they're still in.
All they have to do
they're still in because they want one.
Yeah, all they have to do is tie next
game.
They're
good.
And they're qualified. The thing is, it's just 5-0. It's not.
It's a slap in the face.
It's a slap. It's a slap and a punch in the face, just a slap.
Yeah, exactly.
And a kick in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Kick in the ass.
Yeah. You don't say who the hell you think you are.
You don't lose 5-0.
Yeah. Okay, so who's gonna win? Sweden, obviously.
No. What?
Guys don't think Sweden's gonna win this World Cup?
No.
Okay, we bet. How much we bet?
No.
When we come back from break, we'll get
as, as much as I don't like them, I think U.S. is going to win again.
No. Get out of here.
Okay,
what's your prediction for World Cup Femini?
Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. They're out already.
No.
They won yesterday. Go. What's your prediction?
Me?
Yeah.
I personally have two of them. I either have France or England. But I mean USA. I go for USA and France number two.
You know
was it Finland there?
Netherlands.
Netherlands that tied 1-1. No, actually it was USA that tied Netherlands.
Yes. Because
there was 1-0 for Netherlands. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling maybe they're going to go.
No. Okay, George, what's yours?
Oh, who knows?
Italy.
Haiti.
Jamaica.
I don't know. South Africa. Yeah, I don't know.
South Africa is playing Italy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Sweden's going to win this whole thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Sweden.
No.
Everybody's saying no. Only you say yeah.
I don't think so.
25 cents says that.
25 cents. Yeah. What's 25 cents? He can't even buy a bubble gum.
Listen, I'm poor. 25 cents says that I win with Sweden.
Okay.
All right. You're in. It's going to cost us 25 cents each. So he's going to bet.
That's if they win. But me, it's $5.
$5.
I take in Colombia. It's like one in 1,000.
Yeah, $5. Okay, go ahead. $5.
I told you England. USA.
How much?
$1,000.
I'm going to get out of here.
Get out of here.
$1,000.
Be reasonable.
Okay, $10.
$5.
I said reasonable.
$5.
$10. You get a quarter. He says $5. I say $10. What's wrong with you?
Okay, you.
I still say go with the same team.
Who?
Okay.
25 cents.
Who?
Finland. Or Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Finland's not even in.
Netherlands. Okay, South Africa. How much for you?
I think they're not going to win. It's probably France, but might have a good chance.
France, okay, so the top player is not playing. Eh?
He's going with France. Pardon? France,
yeah.
At how much?
France, because they all have a black team, right? France.
Yeah.
Everyone on the they have no whites on that team.
No, South Africa does.
Yeah, South Africa has one.
Okay, can we get back to how much?
25 cents.
25 cents. Okay, so we'll e-transfer you. I don't even know if we're allowed to e-transfer 25 cents. But anyway,
we mill it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So thank you, guys. Have a nice vacation. And see you on the 26th. Something there. Okay, ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, listeners. I need to hear from you. We need to know how we're doing. So let us know on the Anchor app at Tifosi Talk or Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and even on Twitter at Tifosi Talk 1. You can leave us a voice message, comment, or even a review or a tweet. Can't wait to hear from you. Thank you.